It is February the 2nd, 2024, and this week there wasn't any albums on my radar and not a lot by popular artists, so there's only just a few singles, so this is going to be a little bit short, but still there's like a lot of drama going on too. So I'm just going to start off with Bandit by Don Toliver, which came out on February 1st, and it's 2 minutes and 27 seconds long. I don't know if this is a single, or if it was just kind of like a track that was like released or whatever, but because I don't know, I feel like he had one on like the first albums of 2023, right? So I don't know, I just feel like it's not that long. I mean, if you make an album another year later, but I was just kind of confused because I feel like it is too soon, but as soon as this track opened up, I was a little bit surprised because I felt like it sounded really, really good with the Tame Impala sample and it worked well. I don't know if this is going to stick in my rotation for a long time or if it's that amazing, so I ended up giving it an 8 out of 10. But then, yeah, that's all I kind of have to say about that one. Next is Clarity by 24K Golden, which I kind of discussed a little bit more last week, 2 weeks ago, maybe. This came out on February 2nd. It was 2 minutes and 17 seconds long. I still am hoping that an album will come soon. I'm glad that this track actually got on my radar this time. But I will say it sounds a lot different than his other stuff. I like the pop rap, El Dorado, and I think that was like great. I was kind of predicting him to do a sophomore slump, but I don't know, this sounds really good. I'll just have to wait until the album does come out, but even though this sounds really good, I was really hoping for another pop rap album, and I feel like this one is more pop from what I'm getting, but I don't know, I gave it an 8.5 out of 10. Next is Bigfoot by Nicki Minaj. So this came out on January 29th, it is 4 minutes and 22 seconds long. And I mean, I don't really have to go in depth about this. I'm pretty sure everyone knows, and if not, they can go look it up. But there's a lot of stuff going on between Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion. But if you are, it's not Nicki versus Megan, I'd say in this case, there's a right and a wrong side. I usually don't ever do this when it comes to like beef or like whatever. Like it happens in hip hop a lot. Like, you can have people that throw shots at each other, and that is just a part of the hip-hop stuff. Like, I mean, Lyrical Lemonade dropped his album, and Eminem made shots at Benzino, and Coi Leray, and, like, that's just a part of hip-hop, you know what I mean? Like, who knows, it'll blow over Monday, they do make a feature together, but in this case scenario, Nicki Minaj's lyrics in this, specifically pertaining to Megan's Law, and Why's You Humping on a Minor, let's go back a little bit here, because Nicki Minaj, his brother, is a pedo, and she's married to a rapist, so I don't know about that one. Therefore, I don't understand how anyone would want to support her and does think that that's okay. I think she just needs to shut the fuck up at this point, because no. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just crazy to me that she could say those stuff. Like, the internet isn't something you can just go on and look up and see who she's affiliated with and see how she does. So I understand, because I feel like the Barb fan base is filled with a lot of either gay guys and gay girls. So I don't understand how I just feel like for some reason like they would be more like not okay with that, but the fact that they're like kind of defending something like that just also puts a really bad taste in my mouth. So if you are a Barb, shut the fuck up. Like, that's not okay, and please stop. Like, never talk about her again. Okay, don't stand somebody that's married and is affiliated with people like that and thinks it's okay to throw shots at somebody about that while she is simultaneously allowing it and promoting it, basically. So anyways, when it comes to the actual song, like, that's what I'm kind of supposed to discuss everything else aside, even though I'm not going to listen to this or support that anymore after just listening to review it, because I'm not going to support a rape apologist. But I will say her flow and her raps on this actually like weren't bad, like the bars, whatever, and it actually was a lot better than anything on Pink Friday too, so interesting. She can pull that out in a few hours, but when it comes to her own album that she had to delay for so long, had to keep making changes to, ended up not being great. Interesting. So music aside, or debate aside, drama aside, she, just focusing on the music here, 7.5 out of 10. That's all I'm gonna say. Next is Sensei by Tyga, which came out on February 2nd, 1:58. But Tyga, I'm not a huge fan of. Like, he has a huge discography, and there's just, like, an oversaturation, a lot of filler, like, not even filler, just, like, when you put out that much stuff, like, they think it's good, maybe, and it's not, where it's, like, you can tell that it's just, like, give us only your good stuff, and I just feel like a lot of the times Tyga doesn't even have a lot of good stuff. Bars are really corny, production isn't fantastic, but this one I actually kind of did like. I felt like it was a lot better than a lot of his other stuff. And I just felt like it was actually pretty good. I don't think I would listen to it a lot more, but I don't know if he has another project coming out soon. I'd kind of be interested to hear it. And I actually did really like the collab album he had with, was it YG, I believe, that I reviewed on here last year. But I felt like his performance on there, because I feel like all of his good stuff actually does come out when he's performing with other artists, because he kind of has to meet a certain threshold and like show off his talent, and you can kind of push each other to work on a little bit better. But this one was solo, and I feel like this is one of the only times where it's just been like just tied on a track where I've been like, oh, this is actually kind of good. So I gave this one a 7.5 out of 10. So lastly, the last single, and something that if you are a fan of his, you have been waiting probably for a decade to experience this as well. The first single of Ultra 85 means we're actually getting it. But I don't know, because Nolan Logic, like, imagine if like the album just drops and it's not actually Ultra 85. And I know that there's just a name attached to it, but I feel like everyone knows how much Ultra 85 is hyped up, and like the name and the significance of that. So I don't know, I'm very excited for it. This single, Fear, came out on February 2nd, 3 minutes and 33 seconds. I think that the rapping performance on this, although, like, his flow was fantastic, I just feel like it was a little bit short, because he does kind of have, like, it was a very long outro for a 3-minute song. But if you know Logic, there is a lot of interludes and skits he does throughout his tracks. And last time on, like, College Park, he kind of, like, just mixed them into the tracks and not just made them their own. So I don't know if that's going to be the situation with Ultra 85, or like people like versus don't like on that, if you like them mixed into with the track, or if you like them as individual tracks, whatever. But for the single, I was just, I don't know. But this also just didn't sound like Ultra 85 to me. I feel like everyone had this perception of it, and I feel like that's why a lot of people right now, I've read some stuff, run through comments on things, and a lot of people are saying they don't like it. And I think a lot of it is coming from the music video too, because people are saying, Logic went from this to rapping about drag queens, and it's like, it's a music video. People need to chill. His rapping performance was still great, and while it doesn't sound like Ultra 85 to me, just in terms of the production, like, when I think of what Ultra 85 would be, I feel like it would have the same production as No or Under Pressure. And probably that rapping performance from those as well, at like its peak. So I think those are some of Logic's best albums, like in terms of his rapping performance. And this rapping performance on there felt like that as well. So I'm still excited, because I feel like that flow and rapping performance was insane. And that's what's going to get me excited for it. But as the single, I don't know. I feel like I understand where some people are coming from, where it doesn't sound like it. I think that's just in terms of production. We still don't know. Of all the times when Logic is dropping a project, he kind of will do like a single every week. So we might get another one next week. Who knows? But I still am very excited for it, and I think that this had a great rapping performance on it, and his flow is amazing. The production was still amazing, just didn't sound like Culture 85. That is my final opinion on it. We'll have to see when the full album comes out. But I ended up giving this track a 9 out of 10. But in, like, overall, those were, like, kind of, like, the only singles or tracks I had this week to kind of go over and review. There was no albums. So now we'll do the worst, I would say, Bigfoot. And the best was Fear by Logic. But yeah, so that's all there was this week. I'm not sure about next week because apparently Vultures is actually going to drop. But who knows? You never know with Kanye. I also don't really like supporting him either. I will do one listen of it as a review. I also do really like Ty Dolla $ign though, so I don't know. But I guess that I'll have to see next week. Who knows if I get on here and actually have that album to review or don't. You don't know at this point, but that's all for this week.